It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Michigan prides itself on its vibrant food culture. The state is second only to California in terms of agricultural diversity. Food production and innovation has been one of the mainstays of our state economy for decades. Now, since 2013, a coalition of public and private agencies has been developing the Michigan Food Innovation District. It's designed to bring a cluster of related food enterprises together in one geographic area to improve manufacturing and distribution. Last week, the French food storage company Janney MTUS set up operations here in mid-Michigan. It's the latest in a series of efforts to build the Food Innovation District. And joining me to talk about the project, co-managing directors of the Michigan Food Innovation District, David Spencer. David, welcome.
Thank you.
And Brent Forsberg, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Where is the Michigan Food Innovation District actually located?
Yeah, well, the Food Innovation District is located on the border of Aladdin and Meridian Township. The easiest way to see it is from I-96. It starts at Hagedorn Road and goes to Hewlett Road. That's where the main part of the district's going to be, but it's more than just that. We're seeing that it's incorporating a lot more of the area. We're bringing in other businesses. We're making it more of a regional effort.
David Spencer, what's happening there now?
We've got all kinds of exciting things happening there, Mark. It's Johnny MT. I put a little French spin on that.
Johnny, okay.
Johnny. It's Janney, J-A-N-N-Y-M-T-U-S. This is a French company that Lansing Economic Area Partnership and Michigan State University Extension came to us recently, and we've incorporated that company into the project. They do cold storage preservation for fresh fruits and vegetables. They have bins that hold the fresh fruits and vegetables, and they extend the life of those growers' produce.
And that is really, that seems to be the perfect example of, I mean, from what I understand about this, that seems to be the perfect example of what you're trying to accomplish here. It's logistics. It's getting product out to the market without any unnecessary movements or you know, keeping it viable as long as possible.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we started looking at the needs in the area. The project is located in one of our commercial office parks, and we started talking with Dave about 3 years ago to say, what can we do to bring a value added to Lansing and help the local economy and have something that can bring a real benefit? Agriculture is approximately $120 million industry here in the Tri-County area. We grow a lot of produce, as you mentioned at the beginning of the segment, that we're second only to California for what we grow. What happens here in mid-Michigan, though, is a lot of our products are shipped out to other markets to be processed and then brought back in onto our store shelves. So there's a real need. And that's what's exciting about this is you have a collaborative effort with MSU. LEAP has been a great partner in this of helping promote. We've got so many other businesses that are coming in. As we talked about, Johnny MT being one of the first companies to sign in on the private side. But it's just been such a great effort in the region.
Have we seen this kind of model applied to other industries in Michigan, David?
We have. There are a defense sector incubator. I worked on that with Oakland University and the city of Sterling Heights in Macomb County. 36 acres, 12,000 square feet, centered specifically on the defense industry. There are food parks around the state. A great example of a food park is Eastern Market in downtown Detroit. You've got the Flint Market up in downtown Flint. There are West Side efforts. Traverse City is a hot area for food innovation. We're working closely right now with Cherry Capital Foods and Earthy Delights, and they actually are adjacent to our food park right there in Okemos with a facility that's about 18,000 square feet where they do storage and distribution. So it's happening.
We're talking about the development of the Michigan Food Innovation District. It is a cluster of food and beverage industries here in mid-Michigan that are forming a network to improve the creation and marketing and distribution of their products. Our guests are its two co-managing directors, David Spencer, who you just heard from, along with Brent Forsberg. You're both in real estate. In that capacity, you're developing property not far from your office that will also become a part of the FID. Tell us about the Okemos Point Plaza.
Yeah, well, this is a great partnership because Dave's in business development, and as he said, he did the Macomb Incubator, and I'm in real estate, and it works well because we're taking our commercial building, we're looking at setting up a business development center and showcasing products, and I'll let Dave cover a little more of the details on it, but it's a lot of fun because this will be an area where people from the community will be able to come in and see some of the products that are being developed in the district.
What's your angle on this, Dave?
It's unique, Mark. There's a 30-acre upscale apartment complex planned for Meridian, and right adjacent to it is a building that we're going to have a commercial kitchen available for testing and demonstrations. We'll have a business accelerator, and we're also looking at a market in cooperation and alignment with Cherry Capital Foods and the MSU Product Center. And while we're talking about the MSU Product Center, let me just say that the new Food Processing and Innovation Center that was approved by the Board of Trustees and the President October 30th is going to be a huge value proposition for food and beverage businesses in Michigan and throughout the country. It's a research center that is right there adjacent to our 35-acre park. And the extension operation, Randy Bell. I have to also mention Dr. Chris Peterson at the Product Center and Matt Burbeck have been absolutely outstanding. That's going to be a huge project for this area.
Is it? I'm led to believe that will be the centerpiece for the district. Is that overstating it or not?
Not at all. No, that is the anchor, and it's what is going to really change how the food logistics work here in mid-Michigan, and it's exciting.
Is this a cost reduction proposition then? This will enable food companies to reduce their costs?
It's a great question, Mark. It actually is intended to help mature stage food and beverage companies figure out ways to be more efficient and to be more to expand their capabilities on quality for food production and food research on new food products as well as existing food products.
But it could pay dividends for startups as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Another company you're working with is Ionix Innovations, based in Grand Rapids. They've got a product that I'll probably mispronounce as well, Sucroman, accent on the first syllable. What can you tell us about their involvement in the Food Innovation District?
We're doing some research right now with Ionix Innovations out of Grand Rapids on food processing and food production as it relates to an innovative sugar. It's actually liquid sugar, and they produce it in a mass quantity. And we're in the reason I'm hesitating, Mark, is this one's sort of off the record. So this is going to be one we hope to announce very shortly. But right now we're in the middle of a research and development phase to help them prepare a business plan for possible consideration to put in the research park for a new building.
What, and tell us more about the timeline for the construction of the MSU Food Processing and Innovation Center.
So MSU is still working on that. They're going to have an announcement pretty soon of what the timeline of that's going to be. I know it's out for construction right now, or construction bid right now.
We're hearing, Mark, that the project will break ground in the spring and probably will be open sometime in early 2017.
How do you expect this landscape to evolve statewide, though? Do you envision a center or a district like this taking shape every 100 miles? Or, I mean, what's the future of this landscape?
There's a research group, another group here at Michigan State called the Center for Regional Food Systems, headed up by Rich Pirog. That's another component in the College of Ed, or I'm sorry, College of Ag, I should say. And I'm a graduate of the College of Ed, so what can I say? But that's a way to support regional food hubs throughout the state. So this is not a local phenomenon only. This is a statewide initiative with food hubs all the way from the Upper Peninsula to the West Side.
Very good. We've been talking about the creation of the Michigan Food Innovation District, a cluster of related businesses working to improve food development and sales. David Spencer and Brent Forsberg are the co-managing directors. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you,
Mark.
Good luck to you.